We're checking in with our friends over there at York Technical College to see what's happening on campus. In the studio this morning, we have Robbie Brown. He's the Assistant Vice President for Facilities Management. And good morning to you, Robbie.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
No problem, my man. So, Winthrop. We were talking about Winthrop in the commercial break. York Tech is about to look at its master plan. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about the master plan, that's a pretty big plan. What are we talking about specifically?
Well, this is an update to a previous master plan. So in 2010, we developed a comprehensive plan for the campus, and that was more outward focused. That was a development of the perimeter road system, wayfinding on the campus. So this update in 2024 really is more inward focused. So it starts really focusing on the strategic plan for the facilities, how we, you know, support the programs and the growth, future growth of the campus. So that, in general, looks at the 15 buildings on our campus, as well as our offsite locations in Chester and downtown Rock Hill.
So what will folks eventually see as part of this master plan, the 2024 master plan on the campus of York Technical College?
Well, we have several major renovations that are going to occur, and those focus on student life. So our student center will be renovated, and that's coming in the next 12 to 18 months. We're going to be building a new health science building for our healthcare programs. That building will probably come online in 3 to 5 years. And then we're doing major renovations with our welding program, automotive, and building construction trades.
So you said that what you had already focused on was more of the perimeter. And looking at these renderings, it is more inward focused. It's very walkable.
Right.
There's a lot of green space. It looks like you're really focusing on the student and student life when it comes to York Tech.
That's right. That's right. And so there are three pillars of this master plan. So the first is really a welcoming campus, and that's kind of alludes to what you're talking about in these renderings, is this campus that is collegiate. You know, students feel like they're not just paying for an education, but they're getting the York Tech experience. The second part is really the interconnectedness of the campus. So that's how we interconnect the different communities. You know, I went to school and I can remember I was an engineering student and I had, you know, a community of students that I helped me really get through the program. So that's the purpose of this master plan, is to really organize the campus physically into these what we call neighborhoods or communities of students. And then with the amenities, you know, outside spaces, green spaces, a new student center, this is the way that we can connect those students when they're not in class.
We're speaking with Robbie Brown. He's the Assistant Vice President for Facilities Management for York Technical College. York Technical College is looking at its 2024 master plan. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start seeing some work done in the next couple of months at the end of this year. What is the timeline for when we can start seeing some of these improvements that you mentioned? And then what's the price tag on something like this?
In late fall of 2025 of this year, or early 2026, is when we're going to start seeing construction. The total of those four or five program renovations that I mentioned is probably in the neighborhood of $50 million in investment in the campus. We've gotten significant contributions from the state and from our local counties, and we're fortunate to have those funds to make these improvements.
And some might just say, you know, the campus looks great as it is now. Why go through like this facelift? How do you answer that?
Well, you know, over the years, our campus and our college have had to adapt to the different workforce needs. So unlike a four-year institution, you know, we have over 100 programs on our campus. We have students that come from, I think, over 30 states during our data analysis. We serve students that their origin is 40 counties within the state of South Carolina. So there are a bunch of different workforce needs that we have to address. And so our buildings aren't built just for a specific program. We have to adapt to those needs. So we expect, you know, this growth to occur because we did industry analysis on the workforce development and the things that we need to support the community. So we see that that will, you know, this future expansion and growth and change in our campus will help us adapt to those, you know, those needs.
What has the reaction been from not only the students but the staff?
I think they are excited. You know, anytime you give them renderings like this, you can't help but be excited. We just have to put those, you know, words into action. But it's coming. And I think, you know, they've seen that we've acted on master plans in the past. You know, we had this one in 2010. So, you know, that's the key, is to make sure that we don't just put it on a shelf. It's not just a futuristic vision. It's something that it's a strategy. It's something that we want to do, and we know we need to.
So construction hopefully might start fall of 2025, and it will take us how long again?
We're probably looking at 5 years for these three or four major renovations, but this is a 10 to 15 year master plan. There's roughly 50 initiatives in that master plan. The renderings that you saw are just four or five of those initiatives. So the master plan not only looks at, you know, major buildings, but also looks at our infrastructure, you know, parking, roadways, again, the site amenities, green spaces, a future pavilion. So some of those things, obviously, from a funding perspective, we can't do those immediately. So those are the things where we look for partners, we look for donors. We hope that the state will help us develop the campus further.
In terms of where you're located, how more can you grow? Can you continue to expand on the footprint that you have now?
Yes. The college has been very strategic over its 60 years in ensuring that we have property that's contiguous to the campus. We have roughly 128 acres. 60 of those acres are developed. So we do have room for growth. And in the master plan, we even show buildings that we may not know what they're going to be used for yet, but we show that there's an opportunity to place that building should that need arise.
Well, of course, York Tech, as you mentioned, and research shows that you'll continue to grow. So you'll see,
right,
it looks like more modern buildings beside buildings that have been there from the 70s.
Right.
So this master plan kind of looks like it's bringing everybody up to the same visual timeline, I guess.
That's correct.
So to speak.
That's correct. So the, you know, the physical architecture of the buildings are very dated.
Yeah.
You know, the pillboxes that we built in the 60s and the 70s, and you see that on college campuses. Mm-hmm.
And that was the style back then.
Right,
so, you
right.
know, we might just say, gosh, why does that building look so different? But that was the style then.
It was.
As
it
the
was.
Buildings we build today, you know, 50 years from now, people will say, why did you build a building like this?
Right. And, you know, our buildings have really good structure, good bones.
Yeah.
So, you know, the idea is to repurpose our buildings, not demolish them and build something new. So that, you know, that's where we work with architects to reclad the buildings, bring in more modern, you know, materials on the exterior skin of the building. And we've done that to several buildings in the past, the Learning Commons, as you know, you've been there quite a bit. So that's kind of the vision we see for the rest of these buildings in the future.
Robbie, they say all you need is some good lighting and an extra coat of paint. And
you can
take your space from math to wow. So that's all you need.
Sometimes that works. It does.
We'll see. Right.
Sometimes they need a little more TLC.
That's right.
Well, it'll be really exciting to see the 2024 master plan for York Technical College, see how it continues to unfold. Again, I know we've got some drawings and some renderings. Is there an opportunity for folks in the community to see this, or it's not ready yet?
Yes. Yeah, so the master plan was completed in the fall of 2024. We're going through some final review of the master plan now, mainly cost estimates. We want to make sure we understand what this is going to cost us over a 10 to 15 year period. But we expect to publish this probably sometime in March, I would guess, in the next 3 or 4 weeks. So, and that will be normally posted on our website for anyone to see. We'll probably have some focus sessions on campus so that we can introduce this to students who didn't have a chance to take part in the process, as well as any new employees that weren't involved.
You're growing with the city and you're growing with your student population, and it will be really exciting to see how York Tech looks in the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, good. Well, that's Robbie Brown. He's the Assistant Vice President for Facilities Management for York Technical College.